Welcome back, TSO gang. Gang, 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 gang. What's up, babies? Welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. And if you are a newcomer, please make sure you are hitting that follow button. And if you are not listening on Spotify, if you're on Apple Podcasts listening to us, make sure you hit that plus sign. But regardless of where you're listening from, all platforms have a notification bell. And I want you to smash that motherfucking notification bell to be notified every time your girl drops these episodes, which you already know is every Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Baby loves, you guys know I start off every episode thanking you. I love you guys down. Without you, I wouldn't be able to do this. I mean, I would, but am I going to be talking to myself, right? Babies, let's get into this podcast. Without further ado, today we are discussing our fantasies, our fetishes, just overall our deepest, darkest secrets. Ooh, you guys know Halloween was just yesterday, right? So, babies, we are going to discuss. I am going to go ahead and clearly start with my fetish, which I don't really have a fetish, you guys, but I do. So I don't know what to classify this fetish. I have no idea what to classify this fetish. I like standing up sex. I like sex when you stand. Like, for some reason, there's something about standing up and having sex. Look, it's something about that guy just throwing that ass in the air, like, you know, and just holding you and just getting it in. I mean, it's nothing better, y'all. It's just nothing better than it for me. That's my fetish. Now, my fantasy. Hey, you guys might laugh at me. You guys might think I'm funny. But my fantasy has always been to just, like, my fantasy is to be, I want someone to break into my home, okay? And I don't like to say this because then someone would say, there are people that are going to say, oh, well, you know, or do you want someone to break into, like you're pretty much asking for someone to break into your house because I'm sharing my fantasy, pretty much. So I just want to clear this up. Disclaimer, okay? Here's a little disclaimer. I don't want no one to fucking break into my house, okay? So if you think about breaking into my motherfucking house because I'm sharing my fantasy, I'm going to break your fucking neck. So don't break into my fucking house, okay? These are for the people who know where I live and would think that just because I am explaining and sharing my fantasy that I would want you to break into my house. I do not want you to break into my house, so please do not try to break into my house. That's just a little disclaimer, okay? Quote in, quote out. So, you guys, my fantasy is for someone to, and it has to be, like, you, I just need, like, oil, I need you to be oiled up, okay? So I would want that fantasy person to be oiled down, and they have to have a girl with them, and, like they're gonna break into my house, but I'm gonna end up saving them. So it's like a whole weird ass fucking fantasy, you guys. I cannot say it's not weird. It's fucking weird. Like, it's like I want them to break in and I want them oiled down. I want them, like, completely, like, not naked, but a little fucking, like, string around their nipples. Like, just a little something to cover up. And just a little, like, little, not a pad, but clearly, like, something just cover that little pouch, that little area right there, right? Little private area, little Johnson Johnson. And hello, Mickey. Okay, I want those parts to be covered because I want to be able to see them. It's funny, you guys. I don't like to see. I'm not a person, like, I'd rather role play. I don't like to just straight out see a dick. It's just not in my nature. I don't want to just plain out, right out, see a dick. I'd rather slide some drawers down. I'd rather, if you got some cute drawers, you know, like a thong or something, let me slide that motherfucker down, you know, a girl, of course, clearly, because most men don't wear thongs, but, You have some men that do, okay? I know a man. I really know a man that just that he wears thongs. I really do. He wears not like, and it clearly it's not a woman's thong. It's a man thong. It has the pouch for his penis. You know, it's not all crunched up and shit. It got a whole pouch for the penis. It's just he likes his butt to be free. What's wrong with that, right? I like my ass to be free. Thongs all day. Okay, only time you catch this girl in a motherfucking panty is when a girl, you know, is experiencing Mother Nature. That's the only motherfucking time. Other than that, my ass cheeks need some air. I don't give a fuck. My ass cheeks need air. I don't care. I'm just don't. Okay, so that's just me. But I need them to have like this whole like role play thing going on. Like, yeah, they're gonna break in and they're gonna be like the ones to, like, try to get me. But then in the end, I'm gonna end up saving them with my sex powers. Yep. Yes, I said it, y'all. I said it, y'all. I'm going to end up saving them with my sex healing. My sexual healing and powers and endeavors. I'm just going to take them to a whole nother level. Right? That's my fantasy. So, like I said, my fetish is definitely the standing up, like, just get me standing up. I don't know what the name of that position is. Is there a name for that position, y'all? Let me know in the comments on Facebook. Y'all guys know the page, Talk Sex Only. Facebook, go follow it. If you aren't already, I know half of you guys are, most of you. And if you aren't, follow. But let me know. You can either let me know in the comments on Facebook, or you can let me know if you're listening on Spotify, next to the follow button on the page, you have a message link that you guys are able to go ahead and message me. But I want to know if there's a position, if there's a name for it, let me know. I've never known if there was a name for standing up. I just say standing up. Fuck me standing up. That's it. I don't, like, you know, some people be like, fuck me missionary, or fuck me doggy style, or like they say the actual position. I don't know. Fuck me standing up. That's it. For me, fuck me standing up. I don't know nothing else, right? That's my name for it. That's my position name. But if you guys know the exact, like the real name, let me know, because I would love to know, because that's my fetish. My fetish is a position. Some people have the actual fetish, like, you know, foot, breast, dick, booty hole, nipples, fingers. So I don't know, toenails, like not the whole foot, they just like the nail. I don't know, it's something, it's something physical, I guess. But I'm more with the whole position, and that's physical too, right? But I want to be standing. Like, put me in the air, throw this ass in the air. You know, throw that ass in a circle. Throw that ass in a circle. Nah, throw that ass on this dick. Throw that ass on the dick, right? That's me. I'm like, stand. And I think it's because it's a little, I think it's a short girl syndrome. So you guys, there is a such thing as short girl syndrome, I've learned. I don't like short guys. I'm not trying to say anything, like, I'm not taking nothing from you short guys. Trust me, I'm not, I swear to God. I'm not trying to play y'all, okay? You guys have a lot of love. You guys have just as much going on as a tall guy, but it's just not for me. For me, I need that height. I want to look up to something. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is, but I want to look up to something. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me something to look up to. Like, when I'm kissing, I like to either feel like I'm up top, like I'm coming up there to you, or you're like down, like you're coming down, like you're looking down, and I gotta look up. But it's something for me that it's something about looking up at the guy and kissing. It does something for me. Like, I don't know, I don't like a short dude. I haven't had a short, listen, I've had, you guys, I'm 28 years old. I've had 4 boyfriends in my entire life, okay? Clearly the boyfriend that I started off with when I was a young monkey. We did not have sex. We were together for a year. We did not have sex. I was too young. I was only 13. You know, I was with him until I was 14. And then I was with the boy for 14, and I was turning 15, and we did. That was my second boyfriend. He took my virginity. That was my boyfriend. Bang, right? My first. And then we were together for a year, some change. And then I met my boyfriend that got killed, which was my third boyfriend. We were together for a year, and then I met my now husband, which has been 13 years, but he is my fourth boyfriend, and I've not once had a shorter guy than me, except for, not even that he was shorter than me, but he was like, you know, like eye level. Like, I didn't have to look up at him. He was eye level, but he was my first, and I'm sorry y'all, because I did have a little play boyfriend back in middle school, so I'm lying. It was five boyfriends. I had a play boyfriend in middle school. I don't count ever count him, because it was, like I said, literally a play boyfriend, so I don't count that as a boyfriend. We never really did anything. He never got to touch any parts of my body or anything like that. Yeah, we kissed. It was middle school, but he didn't touch my body, so I don't consider that a boyfriend. But with him, he was really short. That was a short dude. But like I said, I was in middle school, right? I wasn't coming into myself yet. I didn't know what I liked. I didn't know what I prefer. So, you know, that's what I was doing then. But then as I started getting older and I started knowing what I like and what I don't like, then it was up from there. Like, up, literally. It was up from there. Like, I'm not, no more short dudes. I cannot be on eye level with you. I don't know what it is. And like I said, I'm not trying to take nothing from no one. These are just my preferences, okay? I just don't do short guys. I'm short myself. I need some length. I need some tall. I need some height. I need some width. I need some something that's substantially more than me. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm little. I weigh in right now at 117, and I'm 5 feet even. Okay, so I'm little. I'm short, and I'm petite. Now, I need someone who, the reason I guess I ask for height is because in height, you are, like, I know someone who is skinnier than me, but they're taller than me, so that gives them a little more weight than me, right? Gives them a little more mass. So, I, you know, especially if you're a man, so I associate that with the body weight, and that's with woman or man. Now, no, women, I'm sorry, I like short. I love a short woman. I'm a short woman. Give me somebody short, that'd be pretty. I love you. Give me a little booty, you know, itty bitty titty committee. If you got big titties, I like big titties too. I don't like them on me, but I like a big titty girl. I like a little titty girl too. I'm not picky with the girls. I do like a little booty. If you got some ass, give me some ass. But I do like short girls. Now, like I said, for my men, give me some height, baby. Give me some height. I need the height. I love the height. And if you ask me, majority of the times, a taller male will go for a shorter female. And I don't know. I would love to ask them. You guys, if you are tall and you're listening to this podcast, you're a male, let me know how you feel. If you are one of those men that are into shorter women, I would love to know what your reasoning is behind, you know, your preference and why you prefer a shorter girl. I'm not saying I would never date a short guy, but what I'm telling you is my preference. I do prefer, and I have not, like I said, since a young girl, I have not dated a short guy. A guy that's on my eye level, I have not. I 6 feet and better. My husband is 5'9", but it was always 6 feet and better. I don't do short guys. Like, I don't, it's something about it for me. Sure, I don't want to be on your eye level. I just don't. You know how some guys, like, you know, oh, I like my girl with long hair, or I like my girl with blue eyes, you know, and same goes for woman and man. I like my guy with blue eyes. I like my guy with short hair. Whatever it is, it's just a preference that you have. And you're not, I'm not excluding anyone. I'm not saying that God is not going to bring a short guy in my life if me and my husband were to split. I'm not saying that I'm going to curve him just because he's short. But what I am telling you is that what I'm looking for, like what my eyes are solely based on, is height, and you know, not body weight. I mean, clearly, I'm not gonna want. I don't want nobody's my weight. You can't. I don't. Gosh, what am I gonna do with that? Like, I like to feel. I like to have that solid body that I'm riding. I like to have that solid. That solid, you know, hold when we're fucking. I don't want. And I don't know. Like, I've never had sex with a short dude. So I don't know. Maybe it's possible that they, maybe they do the same. I don't know. But what I do know is my preference and, you know, what all that I've been dealing with. But I would love to hear you guys' input. I want to know your fetish. I want to know what your fantasy is. That's what this podcast episode is about. And tune in with me, Facebook or this podcast. You babies know I love you. And I will see you next episode, babies. Mwah.